Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes.
That's Van Morrison bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one from my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Have a great visit with our good friend Chris Aristides, a great member of our Brain Trust. He is the Executive Vice President with GWG Life, which is an organization I'll get him to tell us about in just a little bit. And he's here to talk to us about, we've been talking about the healthcare situation. Where do we stand right now in this, in getting things sorted out long term? And Chris, I want to thank you for the report you gave us in the last segment. Folks, Chris says that there's a bipartisan group in Congress that's trying to fix what's wrong with Obamacare. And so I hope that something good will come from this. Chris, I'm going to let you wrap up your thoughts. I'm going to stand down with my righteous indignation about that law and let you tell us your last thoughts on that. And then I want to get you to talk to us about long-term care.
Well, Jim, thank you. And I know your listeners appreciate your passion and your concern for them as small business owners and citizens. And that's important. And I think that what people need to take away from what they've been watching is, yes, it's been a very chaotic endeavor to watch unfold. But right now, I think that the lesson that we're going to see learned and played on is that the ACA is the law of the land, and it's important now in a bipartisan effort to work on improving it, to find the flaws, to fix it, not erase it, but fix it, because the attempt to erase it has come and gone. It's not going to happen. So how do you fix it? And one of the areas that's very key is the Medicaid aspect of this, and in particular, one of the groups that became most concerned about what would happen if you did erase it was seniors, because the seniors on Medicaid. That's right, seniors who are on Medicaid, who particularly and their families.
But isn't that? But now, isn't that? Stand by for a second, Chris. Most people are thinking, wait a minute, guys, aren't you confused? Aren't seniors on Medicare?
Well, you got to remember this. Medicare doesn't pay for long-term care.
Right.
Medicare doesn't pay for nursing home costs. It will pay for a very short time frame, a rehabilitation stay.
Right.
But if you're going to move into a nursing home and you can't afford to pay for it yourself, Medicaid is the option.
What we should be saying then is what seniors are concerned about is that when they need long-term care, Medicaid won't be there for them.
That's right. That is their worry. Or that if they're already on it, it could somehow be taken away. And there's so many families that just could not afford to see an all of a sudden change in Medicaid that they would lose it with their loved one in a nursing home receiving care. Not to mention the fact of what it would do to nursing homes themselves. It would put many of them out of business, creating
but,
absolute
But isn't this
problems.
Going to wind up being a state-by-state issue? Aren't these...
It is. It is a state by state.
Isn't this probably going to wind up being a block grant to states kind of thing?
Well, it depends. I don't know if they're going to move to block grants. There's concern about that. Because
tell the audience what that means.
It comes. With less oversight and less money to work with, from the trade-off is we're going to give you more freedom to work with less money. That's really the way a block grant, at the end of the day, translates.
Right.
And it creates a problem in the state for many, and you had a lot of governors. In fact, the ironic thing was a lot of Republican governors.
Right. Kasich in Ohio, for one.
Right, and they worried about what was going to happen in their state, and the fact that you have so many people, particularly, again, vulnerable population of seniors who are receiving long-term care. So one of the things that we always focus on and why we've been involved in this debate, I've been in Washington twice in the last 2 months contributing to the discussion, working on the state level as well in states around the country, and that is to do all we can to help families prepare for long-term care or handle the cost of long-term care without needing to rely on Medicaid. Because remember, if you're going to go on to Medicaid, that means you're going to spend down to below the poverty level, or you already are.
Oh, yeah, no, you become a ward of the state. When you go on Medicaid as a senior in a nursing home, you become a ward of the state.
That's right. And if you're
if you lived your life with dignity, that might not fit your idiom.
That's right. And you're not choosing where you go. You're being told, here's a nursing home that you can go to, and here's two or three people you're going to share a room with you've never met before.
I've got about a minute left, Chris. So one option is long-term care insurance, right?
Long-term care insurance or using an existing life insurance policy,
right,
and exchanging it for long-term care
benefits. And your company, that's what your company does, isn't it?
That's right. We specialize in helping people that have a life insurance policy exchange that policy for long-term care benefits that are then available to them to administer.
But it needs to be whole life, though, right, or universal?
No, anything. Term life.
Term can work, life, really?
Any form of life insurance. So what we always encourage people to remember is if you have a life insurance policy, don't lapse or surrender it, because it's something you might be able to use for your long-term care.
Wow.
What we do is we take a look at...
Oh, I see what you're saying, yeah.
Sort of
like a reverse mortgage type thing.
That's a good way of looking at it.
Yeah.
Think of it like that. If you have a life insurance policy, you use it like a reverse mortgage.
Right.
What you want to do is not be... You want to make sure you do all you can to not be relying on
folks,
the government.
Folks, go to the website Chris is going to give you and check out there. This is very interesting options. Go ahead, Chris. Give us to us quickly.
Go to lcx.bwtlife.com to learn more information, and we are standing by.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.